John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10. Let's see what the Lord has for us. I'm going to preach today on what am I missing. Okay, it's kind of like that boxer I told you about. He went out there and he come back all beat up. His manager was just massaging his shoulders, pouring water all over him, slapping him on the head and told him, you're doing good, man. And he just kind of shook his head and went back out second round, third round. Just poured water on him, patted him, and said, you got it, man, you got it. And the guy, boxer, just turned and looked at his manager and said, I don't know what fight you're watching, but the one I'm in, they got me. I don't have them, okay? Anybody? All right, so let's see if we can find out. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in all truth. Jesus said this, the thief, the devil, he cometh not. In other words, this is the only reason he comes, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He is a thief. Jesus calls him a thief. The first thing he did on this earth, Amy, was steal something from Eve, which wound up over into Adam and just jacked up the whole situation. You understand what I'm saying? Because he had been listening to them human words and he memorized them because he's brilliant, actually. And so he heard those human words, Miss Earlene, and so he got to talking to Eve and filled in the blanks and got her all messed up. You understand what I'm saying? On what God actually said. The thief comes to... Now, let me tell you this right here. Worm, the only way the devil can get something, Mark Robinson, is to steal it. Right. He'll have nothing. You see, God didn't give him a promise and a covenant like he did Adam and Eve and said, now here's you a garden. I want you to multiply. I want you to be blessed. I want you to have dominion. See, God didn't tell the devil all that. He didn't give him no garden. He had to come sliding in and steal it from them. So whatever he's got today, Matthew, he stole it from us. Are y'all with me? That's why Joel the prophet said, and there's many places in the Bible said, that God can restore the years. So Chris, they're not gone. The wrong person just has them. Right. If somebody steals your chainsaw, they don't take it home and it just disintegrates and vanishes. They sell it to some other thief and get them some money to buy them some dope. Are y'all with me? They don't steal your chainsaw to cut up firewood. Because a meth head don't care if his family's cold. Okay, are y'all with me? So the chainsaw don't just vanish. Okay? It goes somewhere else and swaps for some money and on down the line. And some person somewhere will, I got me a chainsaw for $25 and I needed me a chainsaw. Some dishonest. Anyway, we won't go into all that. The thief come not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, I want you to listen real carefully to what I'm about to say. Because this verse, this afternoon you can go home and cut on TV some of the greatest preachers that you'll ever hear on this earth. And I've done it myself until I actually make myself quote it correctly. Because it rolls off of the tongue easier, Lynn, to say kill, steal, and destroy. Now, if he kills you, Mark, he don't need, it's over. You see what I'm saying? Dr. B, it's over at that point. If he kills you, the game's over. You understand what I'm saying? So make sure when you quote this verse that you get it straight, because the only way you can win this battle that you're in is to get the playbook and the strategy. You understand what I'm saying? But for to steal and to kill, and once he gets the kill cycle going, he will ultimately then destroy you. Because see, if he takes you down, I've seen, it's a bad example, but let me get a better example. If the number one quarterback is in playing ball and they clip his knee and he's out and they had to put the string two in, he does the best he can, but there's a reason he's the number two quarterback. You understand what I'm saying? And so if he can steal the number one quarterback, then he can begin a kill and destroy mission on the rest of the team. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are y'all with me now? Okay? That's why they threw the men babies in the Nile River. That, are y'all with me? Because for the most part, men are the breadwinners. That's the concept that God started out with. And so that's why men die earlier than women. You can fact check me on all this and all this. It's in the Bible. It's in reality. Because he comes to steal. Now, if he don't care if you come to church. The devil doesn't care. He don't care, Miss Merlene. He'd like for you to come sit on front row. Like everybody on front row, but everybody can't fit on front row. That's not what he's worried about. What he's worried about is you to realize the strategy and you to get in the Word of God and turn it about on him and say, I done seen what you done stole, bless God, and I want it back. Right. And he said, but you can't have it back. And then you say, well, see, I serve God and you don't, and God done told me I could have it back. So you're going to have to cough it up. Right. See, somebody stole Matthew's dirt bike when he was 13, 14 years old, a new dirt bike. And so they stole it. And we prayed and we prayed. And we got in a circle in the living room of where Micah lives now, me and Micah and Matthew and Carrie. And we got in a circle. We held hands. And we told the devil he's going to have to bring it back. And so we got a tip on a phone call from a guy in Winston County, and then I called the chief of police at that time, and he may not have been chief, but anyway, I called him, and he went to an address that I gave him, and to fear God, he knocked on the door, and he said, do you know anything about, it was just he didn't have no warrant, Hilton, he didn't have anything but an address over here in Robin Hood Circle, and he went and knocked on the door, and of course, some folks, when they see them cars with them stickers on the side, and them lights on them, and the guns, and all kind of stuff hanging off people, and badges, and you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of bothers some people. Okay, I've got to the age it don't bother me no more. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I have a little snap back every once in a while, but it don't bother me no more. All right, y'all. Some of y'all laughing a little too much. Anyway, he said, "Do you know anything about a dirt bike that's been stolen?" The fear of God come on him. He said, I sure do. My cousin stole it, and they took it to Gulfport, and he said, here's his address. It's in that blue shed right behind his house, and I didn't have nothing to do with it. I don't know nothing about it. So he hit his phone, hit the radio. In 5 minutes, he was over there, and he did the same thing. He said, here it is right here. It's my cousin, so I just come by to see him. I don't know nothing about this motorcycle that stole from up yonder in Winston County at Grandma's. Am I telling it? And the Winston County Sheriff's Department went down there and got it and brought it back and said, if it's damaged anyway, we'll fix it, make them thieves pay for it. It's your stuff, but you're going to have to get into this here warfare thing and flip the coin on the devil and say, now, devil, I'm reading the scripture right now, and you can't have my faith no more. You can't have my hope no more. You can't have my peace no more. You can't make me walk around all night instead of sleep no more. You just can't do that no more. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. And here I stand at the gates of hell. And to quote Tom Petty, I won't back down. Amen. I'm here and I'm all up in your face. And I'm calling time out. And so you need to go sit down over here and get you a new game plan, because the one you done been had on me, it's not working no more. Because I done gotten the Word of God and I done read in here the rest of this verse. You've been stealing my stuff because you want to try to kill me, and ultimately you want to destroy me and my whole family and my legacy. But see, Jesus said he came to give me life, not just to give me life, but that I might have life more abundantly, and you done took my abundant motorcycle down there that somebody gave to me. Somebody gave that new bike to Matt on his 13th birthday.
It was more than their bike.
It was a nice dirt bike. Man drove up because Matthew wanted a dirt bike. And I said, well, you can't have one, son. You get yourself killed on one of them things. And this is what he done did. He said, well, if I pray one up, can I have it? I thought to myself, you smart aleck boatner, you. I said, I reckon so. 13th birthday, man come driving up, unloaded, and said, I brought Matthew something. I said, you don't say. But then the devil stole it. But then God made the devil bring it back. That is a true story. So when you leave here today, you got to take something with you and say, now something's missing and I done figured out what it is, and I want my stuff back, devil. And here's what the Bible says. I want that last word. I don't just want stuff, but I want it abundantly. I want lots of stuff. So well, the Lord don't care about stuff. Okay. Well then, since he don't care about stuff, I'll loan you a trailer and a truck, and you go to your house and get all your stuff that you and the Lord don't care about, that you worked hard and paid for. You still owe for some of it, but now you can keep paying for it. But you just load it up and bring it over to my house, okay? And since it's going to be in my trailer, you ain't even got to unload it. You can just leave it out there in my trailer. Y'all kind of got a shock. Look, you like your stuff a little better than you thought. Can I get an amen? If you read your Bible, which very few people do, if you read your Bible, you'll find a passage of Scripture in Ezra chapter 8, I think about verse 21, which I hadn't read in a few days, so you may have to check me on that. Down by the river, they had a prayer meeting, and that's fasting. And they fasted for 3 days of what to do about them and God, them and their family, and their stuff. God cares about your stuff. Because God created a garden and put Adam and Eve in it so they'd have them some stuff. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Now, your stuff may not be important to me, but it's your stuff. You see what I'm saying? I won't come throw your stuff away if you don't come throw my stuff away.
Right.
Are y'all with me? Because see, Jesus said he's going to give us life, eternal life, Michael. We go to heaven on that. But he went on and said, this is wrote in red in your Bible. He said, I'm going to give it to you more abundantly. And so if we're going to continue doing what we do at this church and bless people here right outside the doorstop of him to the other side of the world, we're going to have to scooch on down right here to the word abundantly. Everybody say abundantly.
Amen.
Everybody say I'm blessed abundantly.
Amen.
And I don't care what folks think about it. Amen. All right, now, anything of value that Satan has was originally a blessing to someone. Okay, I want to say this slowly now. The Lord spoke this to me this morning. Anything of value that the devil has was originally a blessing to some of God's people on this earth. Are y'all with me? So our verse for the year, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and hath no sorrow with it or toiling with it. I see if the devil steals your chainsaw, that's your chainsaw that you went and bought and paid for with your money out of your paycheck, that God gave you the job and the strength to go do it and get your paycheck and buy your chainsaw and cut all them trees down and falls on your power line when the electricity goes off. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I got 6 chainsaws. That way I make sure one of them runs when the electricity goes off. Are y'all with me? All right, so anything of value that the devil has originally was a blessing to someone until the devil stole it. Well, he can't have no more none of my stuff. He can't have no more of my peace. He can't have no more of my money. He can't have no more of my jobs. He can't have no more of nothing to do with my family. I'm just saying it out loud because I want him to hear it. I'm going to tell you why I want him to hear it.
Amen.
As me and Miss Carrie noticed about 10 years ago or longer, that everything we praise God for out verbally, in about 72 hours, all hell come against it. And I said, now Lord, I'm not going to quit giving you thanks, but I would really like to know why when I give you thanks, just in a few hours, here comes the devil and all of his first cousins, and they all come and attack what I gave you. That car I thanked you for, it quit. I didn't even miscarry it. I didn't even get to work. And so the Lord said, you spoke it, and the devil's so stupid that he can't do nothing until he hears you say what you happy about, and he gonna steal your happy, Jessica. Are y'all feeling me? So when you give thanks for whatever God's blessed you with, you go ahead and say, now devil, it's mine, so don't bring your ugly end over here to try to steal it, because I'm going to fill your end up with double aught, buckshot, 12-gauge, close range, and you ain't going to like it. So you can just stay on over there. I can assure you, if you get shot with double aught buckshot or 12-gauge shotgun at close range, it's very painful, it's very bloody, and it's almost always fatal. I know, because I saw my uncle get shot down in his left kidney, and I saw him shot down by a crazy man, and so I can assure you it is very messy. And so the devil, he likes you to praise God for something. That he gets it. He said, okay, let's go, boys. Are y'all with me? So you might as well go ahead on and say, now, devil, just hold on. I'm going to praise God for this, Captain Ron, and I'm going to keep it. So you just go on by. You're at the wrong place if you think you're going to get my stuff, because I'm going to praise God for it, and I'm not going to stop. And you ain't no need you stopping either. This ain't nothing here that belongs to you. Ain't nothing going on here, nothing to do with you. Are y'all with me? The thief comes to steal something, because if he steals your stuff, you get frustrated. And you get mad, and you get upset, and you get off out here, and you ain't got no faith. Your Holy Ghost is all you just, y'all understand what I'm saying? You're so mad, you can't read the Bible. You might pick it up and throw it at the thief that come. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Y'all might as well say amen. Amen. If your gun ain't handy, you probably throw your Bible at him. You follow me? He's a thief. Now you need to examine, saying, Lord, what am I missing? Because I want to be this blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. I want to get all up in that. And the only way that's going to work, let's read one more verse. 3 John 2. Yeah, 3 John verse 2. Yes, beloved, John's writing to the church. And he says, beloved, I wish, I desire. And you know the Holy Ghost gave the men the word of God to write it. I desire above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You're going to have to get in here, and you're going to have to get this, and you're going to have to get it in here, and you're going to have to dig down in there, and you're going to have to get your faith, and you're going to have to mix it with it. Holy Spirit's already in you. Are you with me? Holy Spirit's already in you. Faith's already in there too, and the Word of God's already in there too. You just got to amp them up a little bit. You understand? Like Clint Eastwood said, you're going to have to get mean, and you're going to have to get mad, and you're going to have to say, now bless God, I'm tired of this. Wax on, wax off. You can get your tail somewhere else. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Because the Bible says that God wants me to be blessed. That's what the Bible says. Because if I'm blessed, Captain Ron, I can bless others. If I'm not blessed, then I can't bless others. And God's general idea, when he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, said, I'm going to bless you, but I'm going to bless you so much you can be a blessing to other people.
Amen.
And that's the general concept of Christianity. But if you can't even pay your own light bill, and that's what you get for Valentine's next Friday to pay your light bill, you sure can't help nobody else pay their light bill. You understand?
Amen.
Now, how many wants to be blessed? Our verse for the year, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, addeth no sorrow with it.
Amen.
Would you like that? Well, if you'll stay with me this year, come to church as much as you possibly can on Sunday morning, I'm going to teach you what the Bible has to say about it. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that God gives us the power to get wealth, that we may establish the covenant of God throughout the whole earth.
Amen.
Now, a bunch of broke folk can't do that, but a bunch of blessed people can. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I mean, I'm blessed. I mean, I just bless God. Dare anybody to tell me I ain't blessed.
Amen.
I may need some prayers. Yes. Now, I don't may. I need some prayers. But I'm still blessed. You say, Brother Scotty, I had it rough. Well, you need to go to that picture on Facebook where that man lost his whole family, whole house burnt down, and then tell me how you able to come to church today. Then tell me how. Tell me that again.
Amen.
Now, let me say that again. I am blessed.
Amen.
And I'm just fighting mad that the devil has done stole some stuff from me, stole my health, stole some blessings, some peace, money, all kind of, you know what I'm saying, stole stuff from me, but bless God, he's going to have to bring it all back.
Right.
And the poor fool going to have to go by the bank and get some money, because the Bible says that he will bless me. Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 1, he'll bless me 1,000 times greater. And I believe what the Bible says.
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So just go Clint Eastwood on the devil. Get you one of them big guns. And just get mad. I don't remember what movie that is. I saw the end of it. He told Granny, he said, Granny, if you think you leave it, I mean, you just getting down and they finna kill you, just get mad and just get mean and just kill everything that moves. You know what? Granny and that old chief Native American is about 200 years old. They won. Why? Because they got mad and they got mean. Do y'all see the Bible? Do y'all believe any word in the Bible?
Yes.
That's why we got it on 3 TV screens up in this small church. Now, I don't know why some folk can't believe that God don't want to bless them, but I'm through trying to convince them of anything. You can't convince somebody's head's hard as a piece of concrete or nothing. You understand what I'm saying? But if you ever get one of them concrete heads like me convinced of something, you ain't going to talk him out of it either. Beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper, be in health. That includes flu, pneumonia, coughing up blood, cancer. It includes all kind of stuff that's going on. And I'm blessed and I'm healthy and I'm prosperous.
Amen.
And I ain't scared and I don't quit.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And we'll stand together and we will win the game.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Everyone standing to their feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God. Show us what Satan has already stolen. Show us what's missing, because we're in a battle for our lives. But you have given us life and life more abundantly. And the devil's trying to steal that abundant part. He can't steal that life part, but he can steal that abundant part and make us so we don't enjoy the life part. So we got to stop it. It's going to stop this year, 2020, the year of plenty. Because the blessing of the Lord is upon us and it maketh rich, and there's no toiling that goes with it. There's some warfare. But we got a book, we got a manual on warfare, so if we read it, then we win. So we call it done and we agree in the name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.